Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 21st. You'll be interested to know, 40 years ago, today, in 1985, President Ronald Reagan and General Secretary Mikhail Gorbachev met in Geneva for a breakthrough summit that opened a new chapter of candid dialogue on nuclear arms and human concerns. Their willingness to engage in direct, respectful talks set a hopeful precedent for de-escalation and cooperation, shaping later agreements and easing global tensions. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking 4 to 5 feet with choppy conditions from a west-southwest short-period wind swell. Waves will drop to 2 to 4 feet by midday with occasional chest-high sets. Winds are currently sideshore at 14 miles per hour, easing slightly as the day goes on. Best time to ride is at 3 p.m. with a 0-foot outgoing low tide when the west-northwest swell is 2.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the onshore wind is 7 mph. The first high tide on Friday will be 6 feet at 8:30 a.m., followed by a 0.5-foot low tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday features clean conditions with waves ranging from 4 to 6+ feet, ideal for catching some good rides. Sunday sees a steady increase in swell, with heights reaching 6 to 9 feet, maintaining clean faces throughout the day. Monday continues with similar sizes of 5 to 7 feet, but shifts to fair conditions as the wind picks up slightly. This morning, showers and thunderstorms is likely, and it feels like 58 degrees, with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:45, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:28. It looks like we're in for some showers and thunderstorms likely today, mostly cloudy, with a high near 63 and a light south wind around 10 mph. Tonight, expect a chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 53 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday morning brings a slight chance of rain showers before 10 a.m., then becomes partly sunny with a high near 64 and a light southwest wind. Sunday through Monday stay mainly sunny to mostly sunny, with highs rising from about 66 on Sunday to 67 on Monday and overnight lows in the low 50s. By Tuesday, expect mostly sunny skies with highs near 69. At a mild night near 54. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Birch Aquarium has unveiled its latest exhibition, Meditation Ocean, Aquarius Reef Face, designed as an oceanic meditation space. This multi-sensory art and science installation, created by artist Hope Ginsberg and a collaborative group known as the Meditation Ocean Constellation, reimagines the only undersea research habitat in the world. Visitors can explore projections filmed at the original platform, wander through simulated underwater spaces, and even step inside a recreation of Aquanaut's living quarters. The exhibit invites reflection on our connection to the ocean and features a video project showcasing 8 meditating scuba divers in Biscayne National Park. Included with general admission, Meditation Ocean, Aquarius Reef Face replaces Embodied Pacific, Ocean Unseen. Now on to sports. Number 16 Southern California visits number 6 Oregon in a marquee matchup with college football playoff implications. Southern California must overcome its road challenges against Oregon to secure a playoff spot. The Trojans also need to win their season finale against rival UCLA. This crucial game influences everything for both teams. Trojans coach Lincoln Riley expressed confidence in his team. Oregon is under pressure too, as a loss could end their playoff hopes. Coach Dan Lanning acknowledged the excitement of high-stakes games. And over to pro football, Houston's dominant defense sacked Josh Allen 8 times, and Kalen Bullock forced 3 turnovers, with his second interception sealing the Texans' 23-19 win over the Buffalo Bills on Thursday Night Football. Allen took consecutive sacks on the Bills' final possession, leading to a 4th-and-27. Davis Mills threw for 153 yards with 2 first-half touchdown passes to help the Texans improve to 6 wins and 5 losses. Cook rushed for 116 yards and a touchdown, marking his third consecutive 1,000-yard season. The Texans regained the lead with an 8-yard touchdown pass just before halftime. In local sports, Mikey Varas has taken a pretty amazing road to make history with San Diego FC. As the number 1 seeded team prepares to host Minnesota United FC in a Western Conference semifinal, excitement builds at Snapdragon Stadium. With a record-breaking expansion season, San Diego FC has played visually appealing and effective soccer, driven by Anders Dreyer, the Major League Soccer Newcomer of the Year. Varas reflects on the organization's brave decision to hire him as a young head coach, emphasizing the importance of opportunity and belief in talent. He states, "You can never take for granted where you stand," as they aim for success in the playoffs. In top news, flying without a real identification could cost you $18 and require a trip through a new screening process. The Transportation Security Administration announced a new biometric kiosk system for travelers without real identification, charging $18 for 10 days of airport security access. Facial recognition technology will verify identity, though security clearance is not guaranteed, and additional screening may still occur. Travelers could be subject to this new airport security screening program without a real identification or passport. It remains unclear when the new system and fee will be implemented. The Transportation Security Administration is working to ensure security and efficiency at checkpoints. In business news, real estate investors are increasingly turning to the invisible housing market to find deals. Among single-family real estate investors, 21% say they first look to off-market deal sources. In a recent survey, 44% of United States real estate investors plan to grow their portfolios in the near term. 2/3 of investors find the most frustrating part of buying is finding deals that cash flow. 63% would only accept a mortgage rate of 6% or lower on their next purchase. The investor landscape is expansion-minded, but more selective and operationally focused than in prior years. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% for the week to just under $86,000. Ethereum is down 12% to just over $2,800. And XRP is down 0.5% to $1.98. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes. So listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Amazon's lawsuit against Perplexity has opened the door to the major conflict over AI browsers. This dispute highlights what is now being called the DoorDash problem. At its core, this issue concerns the impact of AI interfaces on service providers like DoorDash and their relationships with consumers. If users increasingly rely on AI agents to order products, traditional business models could be jeopardized. Amazon's legal action aims to stop Perplexity's AI-powered Comet browser from shopping on its website, which it claims violates the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. This confrontation signals a significant shift in the economic landscape driven by AI. And in entertainment news, Christopher Nolan revealed to Empire magazine that he shot over 2 million feet of film during the making of The Odyssey, which filmed for 91 days earlier this year. The movie is Nolan's adaptation of Homer's Greek epic and marks his follow-up project to Oppenheimer, which won him the Oscars for Best Picture and Director. Nolan noted, "As a filmmaker, you're looking for gaps in cinematic culture, things that haven't been done before." Matt Damon reunites with Nolan to headline The Odyssey in the lead role of Odysseus, alongside a stellar cast including Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway, and Zendaya. The film is set for release on July 17, 2026, from Universal Pictures. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American diplomat and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, George C. Marshall. And he said, "Peace is more than the absence of war. It is a positive force, a vital force, a constructive force." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.